This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For the time being, Alabama appears to be outside the path of Hurricane Irma, the deadly storm swirling over the Caribbean. But the Alabama Emergency Management Agency is still preparing for the worst. Emergency organizations begin coordinating with other key state agencies. Yasmeen Richardson, a spokeswoman for the Alabama EMA, spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban late yesterday about what Alabamians can expect over the coming days.
As you see the track shifting from the National Hurricane Center, the projected track that they've released from their latest model, we see Alabama has a less likelihood of being impacted by the hurricane. We're not totally out of the clear, but right now we feel like the impact to Alabama will be very minimal.
And who you'll obviously continue to monitor the storm, but you are still preparing, it sounds like. What sorts of things are you doing in anticipation of the storm?
The important thing is being prepared. You know, the same way we ask folks at home to be prepared to check their preparedness plan or their emergency preparedness kit, we want to do the same thing here at the state. It's important to know which resources agencies have on hand and available to deploy if and when ready, so we can expedite that process and we're not having a delay in getting resources and assets to areas heavily impacted.
And are we expecting to see any impact as a result of shortages in areas like Florida, Puerto Rico? Might we see refugees coming to Alabama to escape the path of Hurricane Irma?
We have been notified that some of our counties have already started to open shelters in various areas. I know Blount County told us just maybe about an hour or so ago they have a church on standby, ready to go to receive anyone evacuating from Florida. We also know the Talladega Speedway. They've also made some arrangements to receive those persons also coming in from Florida. So if people have to come out of the state, come into Alabama, we are starting to make those arrangements now to make sure that they have a safe place to go away from the storm. In terms of commodities and resources, we've been in contact with our private sectors, our big box stores, and they are making sure everything is remaining stocked here in Alabama so we're not feeling too big of an impact from resources being utilized in other states.
So we shouldn't see the shelves cleaned off of water and bread and milk here anytime soon.
But sometimes that happens just because people, they get a little nervous. And we want people to be aware, but also be prepared.
Yasmeen, I guess we'll just keep an eye on it. Anything else you want to add?
Well, this month, September, is National Preparedness Month, and we ask people to get prepared. You know, from Hurricane Harvey to Irma to Jose coming behind Irma, this is definitely an active hurricane season. And although people often think hurricanes are a coastal issue, for inland communities, they can see flooding, they can see possible tornadoes from other events, and we want them to use this time as a way to ask themselves, am I prepared?
That's Alabama EMA's Yasmeen Richardson, a spokeswoman with the agency, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. A Walmart spokesman later told WBHM distribution centers are sending extra supplies to stores in Hurricane Irma's path and to nearby states such as Alabama that might receive evacuees.